Who can I talk to?
Can anyone relate to what I'm going through?
Who else understands what it's like to have cancer?
Sometimes you don't want to talk about cancer with people you know. You just want to talk with someone who knows how you feel. Open 24/7, Macmillan Cancer Support's online community is a safe space to connect with people who understand what it's like to have cancer. It's free to use and anonymous. From day one, whatever you need to get off your chest, community members are available day and night to offer support on the online forum. Talk openly and honestly with people who've been there too. You're not in this alone. We're here to help. To join, search Macmillan Online Community.
And Away We Go with Georgia King is a brand new travel podcast only on Wondery Plus. Each week, celebrity tour guides will whisk you away to their favourite places in the world with intimate, hilarious, heartwarming conversations that remind us of the power of travel to bring us together. Listen to And Away We Go with Georgia King exclusively with Wondery Plus.
Killlist is a true story of how I ended up in a race against time to warn those whose lives were in danger. Follow Kill List wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Kill List and more Exhibit C true crime shows like Morbid early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on Yule Bruvs. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Good. Welcome, everybody. It is episode 7 of Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. We love doing this show and glad you're here. They got a season 2, Ben. What do you think of that?
I just saw that. I'm excited. This show is breaking records for Hulu, I believe. And so, you know, understandably, they're going to do this. Like, this is one of those shows that's having crossover appeal where my friends who don't normally watch reality TV are like, oh, I'm actually watching that show right now. So it's huge. Talked about it.
There you go. Yeah. Good one. Well, thank Joseph Smith. It's back. Listen to all our bonus videos, which is our bonus episodes or bonus videos. We do all these on video over at patreon.com. Also have a lot of bonus episodes there. We have one. The next couple are going to be for Below Deck Sailing, which is available only on Patreon. So go check that out. And today, episode 7 of this one. So we open outside the Chippendale show in Las Vegas, and Jenna's on the phone getting chewed out by Zach. And she's like, I didn't even know. I didn't know that we got here. Can you just think of me as a person? Can you just think about me? This is a damn shame. This is hard to watch. Zach, we don't even have to hear Zach. Yeah. Much like Zach standing against a white wall, you wouldn't even see him. You know, you're just fucking annoyed, and you know something's dirty there, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And Maisie's telling us that, you know, like how Dakota and Zach are so mad that their wives' girlfriends are, you know, going to Chippendales, and they're not even going to Chippendales, and they're just like in the same building, and how ridiculous this all is. And we see a flashback to earlier in the evening where Taylor was texting Dakota and asking if, you know, and like finding out that Dakota was like mad about it. And Taylor says, I was like, it's Chippendales. And he goes, dumb. And I was like, it's just a performance. And that was the flashback.
Yeah, it's just art, bro. So Macy's shocked that they're mad, which is hilarious because, of course, she's not shocked. No one's shocked that these two troglodytes are mad. It's two controlling little do-nothings are mad. And, of course, look at who it is who's the maddest. The guy's doing nothing. The guy living off of somebody, his parents, which we find out later why, and his girlfriend or his wife, and the other one just living off Taylor, presumably. Does he have a job that the
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think he does. By the way, I really resent that you say that Zach is doing nothing. He is doing something. He is currently sitting at a blackjack table, clutching the sides of it, white knuckling it, being like, hit me. So
I don't even think it's as intelligent as blackjack, because people with more of a brain can play blackjack because there's a system almost to that, you know, where you don't lose as hard. But I'm sure he's sitting at the fucking no limit hold'em table. pretty sure. So, so Macy's shocked that they're mad. And then Jen's talking to Taylor and she's like, he doesn't even want to be married to me if I do stuff like this. I would consider that a favor if that happened. I'm actually hoping that he leaves your ass at this point because I know you're not going to do it. And this guy needs to be done with.
She's like, I just hate when he starts questioning my character. Like, I'm a good person. I've done nothing wrong. I wear puffy shoulder pads. Okay, why? And so she's telling us that he's just like beside himself and that I should have known. I should have known that this is what was going to happen. And she goes, the difference between the saints and the sinners is that for someone like me, I think most of my friends know where my boundaries are with my husband, which is there are none. He tells me what to do and I have to do it. But me being part of this group of girls has already been a lot for him. He's the real victim here. He's had to see me actually do something independently and have fun and experiencing things that he didn't allow me to experience. And that's a lot for him, guys.
So Jen's like, well, I'm going to go home. Taylor's like, I'm going to go home with you and Michaela, and we're just going to do that. And Demi's like, oh, really? Dakota's pissed too? What the hell? I'm like shocked because this is like extreme. This is extreme level, you guys.
Yeah, and Taylor is like, yeah, I think that like Dakota being with Zach, like they're just kind of like the same. They're like protective. And I think that like they were just like looking up things and like showing each other. And like they were like what we were seeing and doing and making up a story in their head. And what I like is that I like that Taylor's sort of in the same boat as Jen here, but Taylor's just kind of like, fuck Dakota.
Well, what I love about it is that these guys who are like such religious freaks and like freaking out and being controlling and not wanting any sexuality in their wives' lives are the ones Googling gay shit over there. They've now got Chippendales and dancers and videos and shit in their search history.
hope you don't
die right now and end up in the outer darkness because Joseph Smith happened to check your phone before he was admitting people into your planet.
So then Demi was like, here we have a perfect example of the misogyny that goes on within the Mormon church. And I don't know if that's going to be solved by them not going to Chippendales. No, it is going to be solved. Don't they? Don't you realize patriarchy will be taken down if you don't go to Chippendales?
Yeah. So then the rest of the girls go to the show and they're doing that thing where they're just trying to have fun more than they're actually having fun. They just woo the whole time for no reason, really. And meanwhile, Taylor, Jen, and Michaela are all miserable on the bus back to their Airbnb. And Jen's like, I just don't want to disappoint him, you know? And she says that she was giving him a chance to be more chill, which didn't really work out in her favor.
Yeah, and she's talking about how like Zach is making her feel like she did something, like he's making her feel like she cheated on him, even though she did nothing. But he knows her heart and intentions, and so she's really upset that he doesn't believe her. And she's like, "I would never do anything to jeopardize our marriage," and it makes me sad that he doesn't feel that way. I'm like, "Well, then why are you going home? This is on him. Why are you ruining your night for his stupidity?"
Yeah, she says a couple of things in this episode that sound like, and I'm not going to take it anymore, but you're saying it on the ride home, you know, like you're taking it.
Yeah. And she says a lot of times in this episode, no one has ever loved me the way Zach has loved me. I'm like, I'm not sure that he loves you. I think that he likes controlling you. I think he's fucked up with a lot of different situations, a lot of things going on in his life. And you shouldn't love someone just because they say that they love you. You should love someone because you love someone.
Right. He's obsessed. He's like loves controlling you. Yeah.
Yeah. He loves the concept of you.
So then Jesse's like, oh my God, I can't believe the other girls are missing out. We are having the time of our lives. We're letting loose. We're having fun. We're saying woo a lot. I mean, what more do you want? This is what Vegas is all about. Which is why it's kind of crazy to be taking like a bunch of freaking Mormons there. Like, look, I get the whole rebelling against the Mormon church because you don't want it to have so much patriarchy, but it's the religion. Get out of the religion. Don't try to change the church. Leave the religion. Like, what are you going to do? Rewrite all the books? I just don't get that about it because it happens within the religion I was raised in all the time where they're like, well, this is a new brand of it. Really? Because you all worship the same fucking book. So. Was it the same book that God was like slaughtering entire villages because they didn't obey something he said? Then I have no interest. Okay. No interest in that book. Not going to try and change it to where God slaughters a village, but the village gets to go see some Chippendale's ass first. Okay? It's a bad book.
So then Taylor and Jen are back at the Airbnb, and Jen's like, I just want to be with my kids. Screw this trip. Screw everyone. Screw this trip. You could have just had the opportunity to like look at some fine ass men, and you went home to complain about wanting to be with your kids. You're already in trouble. Enjoy the view.
Well, at least Taylor's doing it right. Taylor came home because she knew there were donuts there, and then there was no one else to share with. So she's like, well, I guess I haven't had enough chocolate donuts today, so I guess I'm going to screw myself over with more baby weight. So she's telling us, like, you know, of course it's going to suck for us because we have controlling men, but fuck mine, you know?
Yeah.
And
Liz, like, you can shut up now.
Jen's like, yeah, the text message Zach sent me said, I'm done, Jen. I'm not interested in talking. I can't do this anymore with you. Oh, really? Let's watch him try to pay for school and his children with all that money he's not making.
How about trying to pay for a foot long at Subway with the money he's gambled away? So Jen's like, you know, Zach, he's typically the type of person who likes to talk things out. And by talk things out, I mean just yell at me for everything I've done wrong. For him to respond this way, it scares me. Also, his teeth and his hair, those scare me too. And his crazy eyes, very scary. You know what? He's actually a very scary person.
I mean, just standing there scares me. I mean, really, I just want to see him upside down every time I see him because that means he's probably sleeping. So then we go to Zach gambling at the casino, and Dakota's calling Brett. God, he's so disgusting. Acting this way when he's got her money on the table. What an absolute piece of shit this guy is.
He is admonishing his wife for having, honestly, a perfectly benign time. Like, she's not interacting with the strippers at all. He's making her feel shitty, like she's a sinner, while he's actively sitting there at gambling in the casino, which, as we've learned on Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, we had confirmation from Lisa Barlow, who is our North Star for Mormonism. And she's like, yeah, the church looks down on gambling, but only if you're addicted to it. Because if you're not addicted to it, you can gamble. It's like Mormonism 2.0. But I think he's addicted. So I think he's a sinner right now.
So then Dakota calls Brett. Is this Demi's husband?
Yes.
So Angie, I guess he's the older one.
Angie H's ex, yes.
Yeah, so it's Angie's husband without burner accounts to torture women online. So, okay. So Dakota calls, and because he's like the elderman or whatever. And so he calls, and he's like, yo, Brett, dude, what's up, dog? It's like, oh, God, just hang up. Just fucking Brett's just like, hang up on it.
He's like, so just like me and Taylor, it sucks because, like, you know, they all went to freaking Chippendales and stuff. And Brett's like, and Zach's here. Yeah, he's gambling right now. You know, he's going to get some prostitutes for later, but he's pissed at Jen. She's such a sinner. And, you know, all I can envision, dude, is like one of these people. And I'm like, oh, God, I go to worst case scenario. I'm like, oh, my God, male strippers. And then she's going to leave me and like my child. And like the stripper's going to like infect my child. And then it's going to come out with the stripper's face on it. That's what works. You know, bro, I just go to the worst possible place, bro.
You shouldn't worry about the dick in the ass. You should worry about your women seeing an example of a man who actually has a job.
Yeah, precisely.
Losers.
You just worry that Brett's pregnancy photos aren't going to look as good anymore.
So then Dakota's like, oh, I want it to work, you know, and I really want it to work, but she's making it so hard, you know, like, it's just like, I don't want to lose it, you know? I don't know if I can handle something like that. It's a fucking psycho. And by the way, he looks like he's totally using this whole trip. He looks fucked up the entire time. And Brett's like, don't keep telling yourself you can't do it, man, because you can. What does that mean? Fucking kind of platitude is that? Tell him get his shit together and be a fucking man, because he's acting like a crazy psycho stalker child. And he's not going to keep a family together like that. Well, what is that? I believe in you. Hang in there. Pretend I'm a little kitty holding on to a fucking electrical wire.
Brett's like, listen, I got to get back to Call of Duty, but hey, I'm here for you always, man. Which is my way of saying bye. I'm here for you, but not at this very moment because I'm going to hang up.
Commercials are over, so I got to go. Game's back.
I'm just microwaving some marshmallows, so I'll talk to you later.
So it's like, thanks for answering. Sometimes all I need to do is like talk a bit. You need a job. You need a job and some sobriety. Get the fuck out of here. So the girls come home from Chippendales wooing, of course. Like, oh my God, woo! Chippendales was so fun. Woo! It's amazing. Chippendales, woo!
Chippendales was like so fun. Hi, it's Jesse speaking. I'm so glad that us girls stayed and got to experience that. I'm just like sad that like not everyone else was here. So like now we're going to go home and check the girls, like see how they're feeling. So their husbands wanted them to be locked away in the house tonight. But I just want to make sure that like they're still able to have a good weekend. And if we can like tell them that they are in shitty relationships, that'd be a plus too.
So the girls who stayed home are miserable. They're like, they've got their faces rested on their hand on the table. Like, they look like the Peanuts gang. They're just fucking miserable. And Demi and Jesse are just laying it on really thick. Demi's like, oh my God, woo. I got pulled up on stage. Like, he was like standing over me. And then he pulled his pants down and put my hands on his butt. It was amazing. Woo. Wait, you guys, I have to tell you something. I've been wanting to tell you this all night. Woo. Whoa.
And then Jesse's like, oh my God, guys, guess what I found? I found one of the Chippendale dancers. Like, I found his Instagram account. Okay, here's his profile. And then she reads it. She goes, oh my God, on his profile, his bio says, God first, dancer for Chippendale second. And then Macy, which is a hilarious thing just to put on your profile. And then Macy goes, oh, he has a heart. Because he said God first on his Instagram, which is just bullshit you put up there to make girls like Macy go, oh my God, he's like deeper than that. He's a dancer, but he's got more going on.
Yeah, he's not just a good body. And Macy's like, yeah, and an STD, but it's fine. He likes God. So
he's not just a good body. He cares about God first, guys. And people who care about God first are good guys. Just
he's
like
not
Jack
also gaudy. He's not all body. He's also gaudy. Okay, everybody. So then the girls are like not smiling at all. They're just like, Taylor's just eating more. And they're like, what's wrong? And Jen says, he just said he's done with everything. And Demi's like, pardon me? He's done with everything? What is that supposed to mean? You should call him and get him on the phone right now so I could do this in his ear. Woo!
So Jen goes, he's saying, I'm not going to be married to someone who doesn't have values and morals. I am like shocked. Like you cannot take morals. Back those things. Like, well, first of all, you're actively gambling. You're texting this from gambling. The gambling table.
You are a literal gambling addict, you fucking idiot. I can't believe this guy.
You look like the villain from Mega Man and you're gambling, and then you're gonna accuse her of being amoral. No, sir, it doesn't work that way.
So it's like, what did I do in this situation? And Demi's like, he has no right to threaten your marriage. Okay, this is bullshit. It's gross. There's like there's no other way to put it. Like, he's judging you. It's not okay. And this is really strange. And Michaela's like, well, I think that's totally valid. And, you know, like, we're not there. I'm like, why are you? And Taylor says, why are you still talking? And Michaela says, yeah, like, why is she arguing like she's there? And Taylor's saying, yeah, that's what I just told to Dakota. Like, I went home. There's nothing else to say. So zip it.
And Demi is just like shocked that Taylor is just dealing with this, etc. It feels like they're in a different era. Also doesn't help that probably Jen packed like a dress like the Pioneer days. So Demi is like, I don't know how to say this any nicer, but if I was in your relationship, I would want to jump off of a cliff. I guess I could have said that nicer. Like, maybe you shouldn't be in that relationship. No, I'm gonna go back the first way. I would literally throw myself off of a cliff. I would rather die. I would rather land on five different jagged rocks and then get eaten by a Gila monster than be married to your man.
Yeah.
Wish I could have said that nicer.
I'd rather be married to a 50-year-old, and I am. So I'm putting my money where my mouth is on this one, girls. And
she goes, I mean, how do you do it, both of you? I mean, aren't you miserable?
Yeah.
And terrible relationship.
And Taylor's like, yeah, but I guess I created my own issues. Yeah, okay, you do make a ton of bad decisions, but that doesn't mean you deserve this. I mean, this is crazy. So karma's like, I don't know, a ticket. It's like a speeding ticket or, you know, bad boyfriend maybe, but not abuse. This is fucking crazy. And so Taylor's like, yeah, I've tried, but I've created a lot, so I don't know what to do. And Demi's like, I mean, are you done being miserable? It's exhausting. And she's like, yeah, I told him if he's miserable, he can walk away. No, because he's happy being miserable. That's his cycle. That's his happy place. Yeah. Is being miserable and controlling. I guarantee you, whoever he's with, he's fighting in a toxic way and threatening them and sobbing all the time about how they don't love him enough and he loves them more than anybody else. It's not you. It's him.
And Taylor's telling us that she's, you know, looking at marriage, you know, like she's still debating whether or not to marry Dakota. And she's looking at the problems already coming up with in her relationship. And then she looks at Zach and Jen and she's like, I don't want Dakota ever to try to control me the way Zach controls Jen. And that's not going to be okay with me. And like, basically, she's going to shut that down. She wants to shut this all down before it gets out of hand.
So then they're talking, Jen and Taylor are talking more about it. And Jen's like, you know, I don't think I'm going to be able to sleep until I talk to him. And Taylor's like, I'm not, you know, I want to sleep alone. I don't need Dakota. And I'm not apologizing. You know, you did apologize. All you did was come home. That's what you're supposed to do. So I don't know what you're, you know, stop being so miserable.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Are you in trouble with the law? Need a lawyer who will fight like hell to keep you out of jail?
We defend and we fight just like you'd want your own children defended.
Whether you're facing a drug charge, caught up on a murder rap, accused of committing war crimes, look no further than Paul Berggren.
All the big guys go to Berggren because he gets everybody off.
You name it, Paul can do it. Need to launder some money? Broker a deal with a drug cartel? Take out a witness? From Wondery, the makers of Dr. Death and Over My Dead Body, comes a new series about a lawyer who broke all the rules.
Isn't it funny how witnesses disappear or how evidence doesn't show up or somebody doesn't testify correctly?
In order to win at all costs.
If Paul asked you to do something, it wasn't a request. It was an order.
I'm your host, Brandon James Jenkins. Follow Criminal Attorney on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Criminal Attorney early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
In a quiet suburb, a community is shattered by the death of a beloved wife and mother. But this tragic loss of life quickly turns into something even darker. Her husband had tried to hire a hitman on the dark web to kill her. And she wasn't the only target. Because buried in the depths of the internet is the kill list, a cache of chilling documents containing names, photos, addresses, and specific instructions for people's murders. This podcast is the true story of how I ended up in a race against time to warn those whose lives were in danger. And it turns out convincing a total stranger someone wants them dead is not easy. Follow Kill List on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Kill List and more Exhibit C true crime shows like Morbid early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. Check out Exhibit C in the Wondery app for all your true crime listening.
So now the next morning, Michaela and Macy walk downstairs with some of the other girls and they realize that Jen is not there.
And Demi is basically like, yeah, Jen left the house at 2 a.m. She goes, this is her for literally 2 hours. And she's like, text, 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 text. She's like texting on her phone and she's texting and texting and texting. And Demi's like, why don't you just call him? And apparently Zach wouldn't take her call. And he said he didn't want to see her, said he was done. And then Demi's basically like, Zach is a huge narcissist. And like, you know, she said that she read like the thread. Demi was reading the text because Jen had showed them to her. And it was like way worse than she could have ever expected. And he kept on saying things like, I'm fucking done, Jen. I'm done with you. I'm done with our marriage. I'm done. You're disgusting. Like things you should never, ever say in a marriage unless you really mean it. Like if you're just doing it to like have as a control technique, it is so vile and so nasty. This guy is like literally like a piece of shit.
And he even said, I don't love you anymore. And they all gasp. And
you can't
then
take that back. That's crazy that he said that.
Yeah, it's disgusting. I even get tired of it. I'm glad this is only 8 episodes because I'm like exhausted by these men. I can't even believe these people are lasting this long. I can't last 8 episodes. I'm about to hang up just because being around these men is so toxic.
Whitney was so smart, stepping away, letting the men come fill the void, be the real enemies, And then she can come back in and be like, see, I was only like the campy villain. These guys are the real villains.
Whitney still fucking sucks. Whitney goes and stands up for the man in a minute. So, no.
Whitney I forgot. never mind. I take it all back.
Whitney sucks more than ever after this. Like, she has the opportunity to let other people be bigger villains, but she just doesn't really take it. You know, the sleeves are in the way. She just can't see. So she can't see the forest for the sleeves. You know what I mean? So then Demi is saying, you know, Zach was like playing games with her and she just wanted to talk. But then he's like, he said that she better show up where he is or he's never talking to her again. Like, he's threatening to take the kids. He's threatening to move back to his mom's. It's like, wow, moving to your mom's. Big scary man over there. It's like, you better watch out or I'm going to let my mom cook my dinner from now on.
Like, I think that it shouldn't be that Zach is worried, that Jen is worried that Zach is going to do this. Zach should be worried that Jen would do this, because the fact that he is so rattled, he is so insecure and so fragile over the mere fact that she was in the presence of Chippendales on a TV show, on a reality TV show that was clearly arranged by the producers to do this. The fact that he is so upset about this, like, what about the other scenarios that are going to happen down the line in this marriage? Like, she needs to just run for the hills.
It could be anything. It's always going to be this. I'm sure it's this for every little thing. She goes to a fucking lemonade stand on the street. It's gonna be like, is that lemonade? Where'd you get lemonade stand? Who'd you get lemonade with? People don't go to lemonade stands alone. That's not something you do alone. You did it with somebody. Who was it? Oh, now you're gonna lie to me? I just can't fucking trust you. I don't trust you around my children. You just disappeared. Where were you when the kids were here? You should have been here with the kids, and instead you're at some lemonade stand. I mean, it's people, like, abusers are abusers. Like, there's nothing you're gonna do. It could be any kind of a situation, and he's gonna pull this shit. This happened to be an extreme situation where it's Chippendales, but I'm sure it's like this when she takes too long at the grocery store. This guy's a fucking piece of shit. So then they're talking about, like, you can never take those words back, and this is going to damage her. And Demi's like, yeah, he said the fact that you didn't put yourself in this situation, and the other husbands trusted you guys. I mean,
well, she's basically saying, like, but everyone else's husbands are, like, chill and are saying, like, have a good time. And he goes, well, you know, stop bringing up other couples that I would never want to be anything like. Because don't forget that Jess cheated on her ex-husband. Everyone's like, oh, and Jesse's like, that's not even true. Okay, I'm like, where did you even get that? So now they're all mad at Zach because Zach is like, fuck the other couples too. They all are shit. And now they're like, oh, gross.
And he said, Macy and Jacob are a joke. She walks all over him. And Macy goes, yeah, that's called respect, bitch.
And Jesse goes, no, literally. And then Demi divorced and married to a 50-year-old, but he's like trying to come off like he's the alpha. And I'm like, look, I'm like, you look like the biggest baby bitch right now.
Yeah. So then Macy's like, yeah, I knew that he was controlling. I didn't know it was this bad, you know? And I don't know if it's the fact that they're in the church and seeing that it's the traditional. Yes, it's being in the church. It's being part of something that you guys worship, the fact that the men get to control you their whole lives. Of course, abusers are attracted to that shit.
Yeah.
I'm not saying all Mormons are abusers. I'm just saying that it's a place where they can flourish. I'm saying it's a good soil. It's a fertile soil to grow abusers.
So, they're all, you know, they're basically saying, like, he sucks. So then Dakota calls and Taylor's like, hi, what are you doing? He's like, I'm going to go to a go-karting place. She's like, okay, well, who are you with? By myself. And she's like, why are you by yourself? Like, couldn't you just drive your car somewhere? It's not like the same effect. And she's like, but he's like, Zach just like bounced. Like, I don't know what's going on. He texted me last night, but I don't know. I'm so alone. I'm so scared.
Like, I'm just a poor little boy. You're fucking at a go-kart place fucked up right now somewhere in Vegas.
Alone.
Get the fuck out of here. How creepy is this? That's where he chose to go.
He's alone? That's so strange.
I was expecting, like, I'm at circus, just breaking down drunk, you know, in a kid's pen.
So basically, Dakota says that, he lost track of Zach last night. He hasn't seen Zach in forever. So Taylor's like, yeah, I feel bad. Like, Jen, like, didn't leave here until, I think, like, 2 a.m. or whatever. They're like, whoa. And Dakota's like, yeah, well, I think he was gambling until, like, 1:30 or 2. And she goes, wait, he was gambling? Oh, shit. Wait. Was I not supposed to say something? I'm just so alone and scared, Taylor.
So then Demi's like, yeah, I think Zach's gambling is getting bad because Jen told me his family gave him a chunk of money to help him through medical school and kind of ease that burden, and he gambled it all away. Wow.
That's bad.
Wow.
That chunk of money was a chunk.
Not only, I thought maybe his dad was like, listen, you're married now, and it's important for a man to support himself and his family, so you guys figure it out, or doing something like that. But the fact that your parents did support you and your loser ass gambled it all away, and now you're doing the same things, your current family and your wife's money, and you're still being this
man. Well, that's why he's yelling at her. Because he's like such an utter failure on all fronts. He's like not living up to his parents' expectations. He's pissing money away. He's being a quote unquote sinner. He's basically failing all the personal tests that he set out for himself. And the only way he can actually live with that is if he takes it out all on Jen and makes her like the bad one. And maybe it's like he's only doing this because she drives him to, because she's so difficult that he's forced to go to his vices. It's like, so he just shits on her for all of his shortcomings. It's just pathetic.
Well, he's also doing it because he just lost all of her money. And so he's making it that she committed a worse crime than him. So they're not going to focus on the money.
Exactly. Right? Exactly.
So Dakota is saying, I don't even know what's going on. And Jen's, she's telling her, you know, Jen was sobbing. Like she felt like she did something wrong. And, you know, because when we went in there, we met them and stuff. And then we obviously, and he goes, wait a minute. You met them? He drops his crying act. Like, I'm just alone in a go-kart place and I miss you. You met them? What do you mean? The Chippendales?
She's like, yeah. Because, oh, you didn't tell me that. Well, I'm telling you right now. But why did you tell me last night? Well, we haven't talked. So where would I have told you that? Last night. I'm telling you right now. What's the issue? The fact that you didn't tell me last night. Okay, can someone in a go-kart please run this person over? Please, Dakota, could you take a few steps to the right, right into the middle of the track? Thanks so much. Okay, great.
And Macy's like, this shows that men have insecurities, and it makes me feel like he's hiding something. Like, there's something off about that. And now I've got this confession about Dakota. Like, I feel like this could easily be true. Like, I feel like we need to get to the bottom of this. Dun, dun, dun.
And for those who don't remember, the confession is, you know, Macy has a thing called like Sinner Sundays, and someone sent in an anonymous thing saying, I accidentally slept with Dakota before I knew he and Taylor were together, and I only met her once, and I'm terrified to tell her, but I feel like she has a right to know. Help! So is she going to tell Taylor? How is she going to do it? When's it going to happen?
So they're like, oh my God, where's Jen? What's happening to Jen? She's not returning our texts. And Jesse's like, of course I feel bad about her. Like, I feel responsible, you know? It's supposed to be fun. And then hearing about their reactions, I would like to say I'm shocked, but I'm not shocked. He's like the typical LDS husband and it's hypocritical and all that, which, you know, yes. And Macy, now food is delivered, so they all gather to start eating and stuff and talking about how insecure and loser-like these guys are.
Yeah. And Jess is like, the men have like caused more trip on this group, more drama on this group than the women have. I feel like at this point, like that's like so true. And like, yeah. And Mikhail's like, I wouldn't say that. Like, well, Mikhail, you wouldn't say anything. Why are we even on this trip in the first place? No one even likes you, Mikhail. She's like, ew. So then they're just like talking about this, the group and everything.
Like, isn't it great without Whitney here? It's so much less drama without Whitney. And she's like, yeah. Jesse's like, oh, yeah, I keep forgetting she's part of our group even.
And Macy's like, you know, I will say, like, Whitney's always been like really impulsive, but I've never seen her like this impulsive. Like, I heard that she's actually doing the homesteader thing. Is that crazy? Like, she's very hot and cold, and like she's like getting very angry easily and crying. I'm like, are you okay? So
Macy's saying, well, like, I haven't given up on Whitney being a part of Mom Talk. Everyone else has, but I still have the dream alive of all of us elbow dancing together in unison.
And she's like, one thing, you know, she's like, but it is more peaceful. So Macy's like, yeah, it, you know, it almost seems like she can't control her emotions until like a little bit later. I'm like, Whitney, calm down. And Michaela's like, well, I think that angry wise, she's like never been this angry. Like, she's so angry these days. Like, she threw a vibrator at the wall. She was so angry. Like, this is impulsive.
Yeah, until she's like apologizing, like for real, real. I'm like done with that. So then we go to Whitney and Connor. Connor today is dressed like a cow. He's really cosplaying.
And he's like, oh man, I just got off the phone with Jordan. You're not going to believe what he told me. She's like, what? I know you're trying to like avoid the drama. So you want me to tell you what's going on? I would hate for you to relish in all the drama.
And he's like, so everybody goes to Vegas, but Zach and Dakota also went down because Dakota wanted to go because his wife is pregnant, but he didn't want to go alone because he's an ex-addict. So Zach, a current addict, went with him.
And I guess the girls decided to like go to a show and they decided to go to Chippendales. And according to Jordan, like the girls got like VIP access. They got to like go backstage and help oil up the guys. And I was like, send me pics. And no one sent me pics. I'm like still waiting, but I'll let you know. Anyway, Zach and Dakota were pissed off. So Zach blows up on Jen and calls her terrible names. And according to Jordan, like a terrible mother, and he started threatening Jen with divorce. And Whitney's like, oh my God, by the way, who's Jordan? I don't know, but he texted me and he said, and apparently Zach said, I want a divorce and my stuff's going to be out of the house by tomorrow. And it's like, you have no values.
And Whitney's like, I don't know. And I don't care. Not my marriage. I'm just saying, I mean, I can see where he's coming from. What a bitch. What an absolute, and I don't even like that, but what an asshole. Sorry, I called her a bitch. That's not very nice, but what an asshole. What a shit.
Yeah, that is, I forgot that she said
what
that.
What a piece of crap. She was like, not my marriage. I mean, I can see where he's coming from. I don't think she's a good friend. Oh, okay. So because you're mad at her, then it's okay for her to be with an abuser and she deserves whatever she gets. Fuck off, lady. This lady is totally one of the ladies in the blue coats on Handmaid's Tale. 100%. Whitney, monster. No wonder they have the fucking blue coats. It all makes sense now.
She says, you know, I think it's fair to say that what happens in Vegas doesn't always stay in Vegas. And I made the right choice not to attend that event because so far in this mom talk group, honestly, Macy's like my only friend. No one's talking to me. No one's reaching out to me. And that's totally fine. But Macy's my only girl right now. I love when people are totally wretched and they're horrific and they say, you know what? I'm leaving. And then they're like, I can't believe no one's reached out to me after I was a monster and said I never wanted to talk to any of them anymore. I can't believe it.
Yeah. She sucks. Whitney gets worse by the second. And of course she likes Macy because Macy's still kissing her ass on the side, you know?
Yeah.
So she's like, I mean, I just really, Connor goes, you know, it takes so much confidence to do what you did, you know, quit because you're not getting your way and stomp your feet until somebody gives you your way. I mean, wow. Amazing, hun. Amazing. You know, like you really created this boundary for yourself to protect your emotions. Kind of like how I do in bed, you know, except I do it with pillows and you do it with bitchiness. So
you created a great boundary. You were like, I would rather go stand around a horse that's actively defecating than be around you girls. That's a great boundary. You did it, Whitney. And she goes, you know what? I love what Mom Talk stands for, which admittedly is really nothing at all. It literally is just people dancing. But I love that it stands for that. And I feel like I've already done so much for this platform. Thank you, America. Thank you for giving me this platform. And I will continue to do as much as I can. Sell vibrators, wear puffy shoulders. I don't know. But I just don't know if I want to do this with this group of women.
I mean, it's really hard. I'm going on a solo career and just, I'm gonna only do TikTok solo about problems my children are having. Hopefully so deadly diseases. They seem to get the most engagement.
So we're back to the Airbnb and the girls are playing pickleball. And, you know, because the vibes are just like off. So they're going to blow off some steam and have fun girl times. Because, you know, this is mom talk. And mom talk is going to survive this. And if it means playing pickleball to bring the smiles back, so be it.
So Macy is like, well, the vibes are really off with this. So like, I mean, I watch a lot of true crime and I'm really worried about Jen, you know, like I'm not saying Zach would kill her, but at this point my mind's in circles, you know, I mean, she's MIA, she's not answering her phone. I mean, what the hell? I mean, it's almost like the sunlight's out everywhere Zach is going. They just keep going into hiding, going into hiding, going into hiding.
So they're like, they're getting to the hot tub. They're talking about Jen, like, where's Jen and everything, etc. And Demi says, oh my God, guys, I just got a text. Okay. It's from Jen. She said, we were up all night, dude. It was the hardest conversation I've ever had with him. And they're like, what does that mean? And she goes, she says, she'll tell us later. And so now they start like debating, like, is Jen going to be like, come back and be like, it was really tough? Or is she going to be like, oh yeah, no, everything's fine. Everything's fine. It was really, oh, everything's okay. And we all know that Jen is going to be that person that says it was okay.
And Jesse really calls it when she says, he's going to be like, guys, it's fine. Like, he respects me now. Yeah. And that's exactly, I mean, just that statement she put out a couple of weeks ago was that. Like, guys, yeah. I know Zach seems one way on the show, but he's really a good person, a good father. He loves me and respects me. No, he doesn't. Stop telling yourself that. So then Jesse's like, yeah, you know, Jen and I, we share different religious views, and that can be hard. But Zach is exactly the problem with the Mormon church, guys like this. You know, he's controlling. And I'm so sorry that she's been living with this for so long, you know?
Yeah. Meanwhile, more important issues. We cut to Michaela sitting down on a sofa and she goes, guys, it's actually my first time sitting on this couch. I know the Zach issue is very pressing, but also I think it's important to know, let's like acknowledge this is Michaela's first time sitting on this couch.
Well, it's typical influencers, like they have to review everything. Macy's like, yeah, it's like a comfy couch, right? She goes, yeah, but like, where's it from? Because like, I want this kind of depth in the couch. Like, I really enjoy the depth. And she's like, does it have a tag or is that like on the cushion? She goes, there's one under your head. She goes, no, that's not that. Oh my God, get your titties out of my face. I'm trying to figure out who I need to influence for.
Oh my God, now your coochie's in my face. I'm looking for the tag. I need to find out what the sofa is. I need to know the fucking sofa. She's like, okay, Michaela, relax. Michaela, just please, just calm down. She's like, okay. So then she finds the tag. And guess what? The tag doesn't even say what sort of sofa this is.
I hope season two. Michaela trying to find a couch with the proper depth. Like they had in the Airbnb.
It's like she's got like strings up in her room. She's like triangulating. She's like, okay, I looked at Wayfair. I looked at All Modern. Turns out they're the same platform. Even though they look like totally different platforms, they're actually the same thing. So that was really confusing. And I think I got very close to it, but I think there's a wholesaler in China that may have this sofa. We're getting close, girls. We're getting real close.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Good news, Dakota's here. So he's like, come on, guys, let me in, guys. I really need to get in. This guy looks completely strung out and fucked up, reading pupils. And they're like, she's sleeping right now. He's like, I want to go up there. I'm going to go up. And then he runs up there and jumps right in her room, of course, to his wife, who is about to pop out a baby and who's desperately trying to needs nap. Sleep. Yeah, he's going to wake up to start another fucking fight.
Yeah. So, yeah, because like, she's like dead asleep. So he goes on there. He's like, hey, I'm just going to be like real quick. And so he goes in. He's like, I just want to talk with you. I'm just like feeling like I definitely overreacted last night. And, you know, and meanwhile, Michaela and Macy are like listening in because they are doing a best friend's, you know, honored right, which is to eavesdrop on their couple friends. And so Dakota's like, I know we've had a lot of issues and like sensitive things about our relationship, and I'm really sorry. I really am, Taylor. So then Taylor like does her thing with her hands over her eyes and starts sobbing, like, oh.
Yeah, I mean, she's like, oh my God, we're about to have a baby and we're still so bad, you know? And then outside, Michaela's like, he said he overreacted. Oh my God, ask him if he knows how to measure couch depths. and so Dakota's like, you know, I'm really sorry. And Macy outside is like, oh my God, my heart stopped. Should I go tell him? And then the phone goes off and Michaela goes, oh my God, that's your alarm to tell Taylor. She set an alarm. I love that. She's like, Siri, set an alarm at 2 p.m. for me to go tell Taylor that I found out that her husband is cheating on her, or that her boyfriend is cheating on her during Confession Sundays.
And Taylor's just like basically saying, I just think that, you know, this time would be the time that you could just be like patient with me and be chill with me instead of flipping out because I happen to be in the same room as Chippendales. And she's talking about how she has trust issues because of what, you know, she's done, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So she's just going through all this. So then Demi walks up and is like, what the fuck is happening? Like, shh, Dakota's about to say something. And we cut to Dakota saying, and that was the brand of the sofa that I really loved, and I don't ever want to talk about it ever again. Michaela's like, no.
Damn it. Damn it. Yeah, so Dakota's like, you know, you have to understand, babe, I came into this relationship and you showed me a completely different you, you know? I mean, you lasted about 30 seconds. You were always dancing and smiling. There was always music playing under you. She's like, that was my Instagram. But still, why can't you just be like that?
This is such a load of bullshit to be like, you know what? Like, you were one way in the beginning of this relationship, and now it turns out you're a different person. I'm like, and you want to get married to that? You like,
well, but especially
it's
like, because
it's also called getting to know someone too, by the way.
Well, no, because he's saying you were a different person. Like, now you have your walls up, and she's like, yeah, I have my walls up because you cheated on me.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he's like, oh, she's that like, has you. Nothing to do with it.
By the way, you know who else is supposedly changed is you, Dakota. You were an addict. And now you're in recovery. So which is a way of saying that, like, when people have changes, that you shouldn't hold that against them. Like, that could be actually a sign of growth, theoretically, right?
I hate him. That's all I know. So she's like, yeah, you cheated on me, so my walls went up. So then outside, Macy's like, oh my God, I guess I'm glad I didn't tell her. I mean, I don't know. Like, we should though, right? Because like, now she's breaking down. And then what am I supposed to say? Wow, you're about to have a baby and you're breaking down. Here's a message someone say. Oh God, she's just going to give birth. I don't want her to give birth in the Airbnb. Oh God, I won't be able to catch that baby.
Like, yeah, but don't, if you tell her afterwards, she may have postpartum, so it'll be even worse. You should probably tell her before. You should preload it. Like, okay. So then Taylor and Dakota talking, saying they're just like really broken, like the two broken people that are drowning to help each other, you know, which is, I think that should be in their wedding vows. I think that's a really great way to start your relationship.
Yeah. You know, it's always a raging river. We're always in it, and we only have each other to save each other's lives or we'll die. Wow. How romantic. So then Macy's nervous about this, and basically I think she should tell her right in front of Dakota, because Macy's already got that relationship with them where she's their therapist anyway, and she's so dead honest about Dakota that she should be like, well, okay, now my confession Sunday, I heard you're cheating, so what's your answer to that?
Right. So now it's later in the evening. The girls are getting ready to go out, getting in the car and everything. They're talking and asking if Jen has texted anyone back yet, and Macy's like, I was just gonna say that, sorry Macy, you were late. So she basically, no one, she hasn't texted anyone back. I think she's only talking to Demi at this point.
Yeah. And then Macy is outside and she's like, oh my God, your sister's going to jail, stop taking pictures of yourself, a la Kris Jenner. And Lily goes, who's my sister? She's like, Taylor, I'm just kidding. Taylor's like, what? I'm not going back there. It's like, oh my God. I'm sorry for using a pop culture quote. Jesus.
So, you know, Taylor's telling Macy that, like, you know, she's just, Macy's asking her about, like, the conversation with Dakota, and Taylor's just saying how, like, they're just, like, struggling, and she just didn't want to be, like, Jen in 5 years, etc. She's like, my good friend Jen, I just don't want to ever be like her in that situation. So, yeah,
of course. God.
Yeah.
So then they're still talking about what a piece of shit Zach is over and over, basically. And then, Macy is talking about talking to her, and Jesse's like, well, I want to. She's like, but I'll leave that up to you because I made a promise not to say anything. And Jesse's saying, do you have her location? And to me, it's like, no, but I was going to call and forget. I was going to call, but I forgot our phone. So they're like, okay, we'll call her, but know that you're going to be on the speaker with Zach as well, right? So of course,
yeah, they call Jen, and Jen's like, hi, what's up? And Demi's like, oh my gosh, I'm glad to hear your voice finally. She goes, I know. She's like, where are you? And she goes, well, I just got to the house, but I wanted to see where you guys were at and if you guys ordered food already. They're like, yeah, well, we just ordered. She goes, they're like, is everything okay with Zach? She goes, oh, things are great. My gosh, it was so needed. I'm actually really glad it happened. And they, of course,
led to the best night of our lives. Gosh, this is great. Thanks, girls. This basically led to a second honeymoon.
It was, in retrospect, It was that the texts were actually like very funny and they're actually very romantic and it really just showed how much he cared about me. So like, it's honestly, it was like really, really needed, honestly.
Yeah. So to me, it's like, because the way you left in the Uber at 2 a.m, I mean, that was confusing. He's like, yeah, well, a romance, am I right? Gosh, gosh.
So Macy's like saying how Zach dims Jen's light and like she can't like, Macy thinks that Jen can't even say what she means because she's so worried about his opinion. And she goes, and this is pretty much the opposite of everything we stand for as a group at Mom Talk. And what do you stand for again? Dancing really quickly to Bruno Mars.
So then Jen's like, no, now I'm fine. Really? Didn't you hear me? I wanted to get some calamari with you. Everything's going great. So they hang up and they're like, yeah, that was bullshit. It was great. Everything was great. And they're like, that sounds creepy. And Jesse says that she was in that relationship and her ex was just like this. And it's hard for her to even see Zach because he's exactly the same, like Ted Bundy. I mean, are they all, they're all, how many of them were in this situation or are in this situation? This is fucking crazy. I mean, this many of them have abusive partners or abusive ex-partners. And like, part of me feels bad for saying anything like this is the nature of religion or whatever. But I mean, do the math. Do the math. How many of the men? This is fucking ridiculous.
Now, unfortunately, I do also think it is like, as you said before, it goes beyond Mormonism. And like part of it is just like a function of just toxic masculinity that pervades our culture and so many others. But yeah, this is not a good they keep on sort of saying it's like this is Mormonism. Unfortunately, like it's Mormonism seems to be
where
like,
that can thrive.
It can thrive, it seems like, according to them. It sounds like a shitty situation for a lot of these women. So anyway, the girls all go to like they're gonna go out after dinner, they're gonna go bar hopping, except for Taylor, who's like not allowed to go into bars. So some of them are gonna hang out. And so Taylor is hanging out with Macy and Demi, and they're gonna like just hang out, but then this is where Macy is gonna like drop the bomb about Confession Sundays or Sinner Sundays.
Dun, dun, dun. So the girls go to Disco Pussy and Macy's like, definitely not in Utah anymore. Look how cute the fireplace is. This is crazy. Oh my God, you guys, I just came up with a brand. It's called Disco Pussy. It's like disco, but for cats. Isn't that amazing?
Thank God. I thought you were going to say fireplace talk. And I was like, I'm not sure we can do that. So Macy is like, she's like, I need to tell you something. I don't want to bring it up. But then like you had that fight and I was like, I should bring this up. But maybe I should bring it up. I don't know if I should bring it up, but I'm going to bring it up because you're about to have birth. So I don't want to bring it up. I'm going to bring it up. Anyway, if it were me, I would want to know. So I'm going to bring it up. You know how I do like Sinner Sunday? I do a thing called Sinner Sunday. Yeah. So it's like Confession Sunday sometimes or Sinner Sunday, whatever you want to call it. But either way, someone sent me a confession about Dakota.
She said she accidentally hooked up with Dakota when you were with him. Dun, dun, dun. And Taylor goes, I accidentally slept with Dakota? What does that mean? And yeah, okay. That confession sounds like somebody shifting blame for something they also had blame for. But let's not focus on her. Let's focus on Dakota, please.
Taylor is shocked. So shocked. She's like, I'm in shock.
Taylor literally not shocked at all.
She's like, her face is just like, yep. She's like, so you're telling me you love me and then you're gonna go fuck another bitch? I don't want you.
And so she's doing that. I hope it's not true, but it seems like it could be true. I don't know what to think. If you still don't know what to think, you're never gonna get out of this. You know exactly what to think. Get the fuck out of here. Tell him to get the fuck out of here. Oh my God.
She actually has it's a surprisingly muted reaction to this news. So then Jen walks in. She's like, hi, guys. Hi. So, America, it was definitely a hard night with Zach, and we talked everything out. And he ended up apologizing to his mom for marrying me. And so I'm just like meeting up with the girls to let them know that for the most part, we have figured everything out. Everything is fine. huge overreaction. I just gave him $2,500 more because he said this will get him out of the hole. And I believe him because we have a relationship built on trust where I have to trust him and he doesn't have to trust me. It's so fine, guys.
So then she's trying to make small talk. She's like, how was today, girls? Was there any drama? Really? Nothing to talk about? No drama at all? And they're like, hi. You left yesterday after a fucking crazy abusive episode. Want to talk about anything? Mm-hmm. And Demi is like, oh my God, like I'm nervous of Jen right now. Cause like, depending on the day, the conversation, she's just came from Zach. We get a different version of her every time. Like, I don't think she's even comprehending it. And it just cuts to Jen going, what did I miss? How's it been going with you guys? She seems like a little benzoed as well, which if anyone should be. Her eyes are like closing very slowly, you know? She's like, hi, yeah. Everything's great, guys. It's so very good. Stepford Wives, this whole thing.
It's sad. So then Jen is like, so Taylor's like, well, what have you been dealing with? Because I yelled at my guy. Did you yell at your guy? She's like, you guys, I don't even know where to start. I mean, obviously you guys saw how upset Zach was last night. And you know what? He knows he's in the wrong. I mean, he didn't say it or acknowledge it or admit it, but I can tell. And all I know is, like, we argued and a lot happened, but at the end of it, you know, he has these narcissistic traits about him, but they, like, and they come out in situations like this, you know, every few months. But, like, who's to say in another marriage that won't be the same thing? I was like, girl, oh, my God. How are you saying this and acting like that's a totally normal thing and okay?
Yeah. It's like every marriage has its things, right? So I'm with a raging, controlling narcissist. Well, that's just our thing. Like, oh, no. So she tells us, yeah, it was probably one of the most real conversations we ever had. I mean, he just feels so bad about how he treated me and how he handled the whole situation and emptied the entire bank account probably and sold one of our children. It's okay. They haven't actually delivered the child yet. You know, it's an IOU sort of a situation, but still he feels terrible about it.
You know, I do feel like the good outweighs the bad. I truly feel like I've never met someone who loves me more than him. And I just, no, I don't. And they're like, Demi goes, but Jen, you got married at 20. And Demi's like, you know, this is a theme of our church. Yeah, exactly. You're acting like you have this like long dating experience, like years and years of dating and kissing the frogs, as they would say. And Demi's like, I kind of think the theme of the church though is that like this is what the problem is. Everyone's getting married before their brains even develop. So we don't want you to feel trapped, because you're not trapped just because you have kids with him. Like, there's such a taboo and it's all out the window. You should be safe, happy, loved, supported, and all the things. You deserve that. That's a good friend right there, everyone. America, Demi has consistently stood up for the right things all season long.
Yeah, she has. Because she's already been through the situation where she was with someone that she left and, you know, went and found somebody else. So, you know, some of them have already been liberated and they're just trying to get the other ones out. So Jesse's like, stereotypical Mormon, if I've ever heard one, you know, and I think he would be perfectly happy if Jen just followed him and didn't have a personality of her own, you know? And so they're like, yeah, we're disgusted. We're disgusted with him. And this is very serious. This is not okay. Like, what are you going to do? And I was like, yes, thank God. Thank God.
It was actually very impressive. They were all sitting there and they were, and then not in a mean way, they were kind of laying it all out, especially Jesse. Jesse was like, all of us are disgusted with Zach. I think he's disgusting, and I have no problem saying that, and I know you all agree, so please back me up. And Demi's like, yeah, it's not towards you. This is like, you know, Jen, you've done jack shit to this man. You've done nothing but support him and nothing but be there for him, and that's how you got treated. That's narcissistic. It's crazy. That's a serious thing. Last week we talked about, is Jesse a good friend or not? Because it's like Jesse did sort of set the situation up. But I think that Jessie is being a very good friend here.
I think so too. Yeah. Well, my thing last week isn't like she's a terrible person and a bad friend. I just think you're in a friend group where some people are really religious, and by setting it up to where it's like, okay, we're on national TV, and now we're going to go to a strip show, now we're going to go to bar hop. It's just like you're purposely setting people up that you know are in a bad situation, and I don't think that's great. Now, do they know that it's that bad, and they're basically making abuse bait? No, I don't think so. I don't think she was purposely doing that. I just think that it's like, great, you have your liberation and stuff, but you're kind of pulling other really you're putting other really religious people, taking Zach out of the situation, you're putting other people in kind of awkward decisions on camera. You know what I mean? I just didn't think that was cool to do. But yeah, this whole your husband's an abusive asshole and you need to fucking leave him, yes, hell yes, that's great. Mm-hmm. You know, that's being a great friend.
And Jen is just kind of like trying to, like, she's trying to still explain it all and rationalize. She goes, I literally agree with you and I'm not disagreeing with you. And I think this is like when she starts to cry and she's like, I clearly see it. And it wasn't until I started vocalizing my opinion, until I started providing, until I had kids, that I realized, oh shit, like I do have a voice, I need to speak up. And now that it's happening, he just, you know, he hasn't seen the side of me before through our whole marriage. And now it's just coming out. So this is just, he's just working through it. It's bringing out this narcissistic side of him because he feels like he doesn't have to, she doesn't have control. And that's just, we're working through it. It's just like, I love him so much. I love my kids so much. It's like, so the moment that you started showing independence and starting, and you know, the moment you started providing, because he basically blew through all the money, his narcissistic side came out. I feel so bad for her that she is still in this place where she does not realize how unhealthy the situation is. She sees glimmers of it, but she's not.
Like, do you want your kids? Do you want your kids to learn this? You know, do you want your son to treat people like this? Because that's what they're going to learn. You know, which I just love this whole thing. Also, just to make a note on another Jessie thing, another problem with I had wasn't like, we have to tiptoe around the husband, so you shouldn't be taking them to a strip club. It's doing it as like it's a surprise, and you're not going to know until we're on camera. Like, you don't get to make your own decision about it. You know what I mean? I just thought it was like a sensitive thing that they could have been like, this is a strip club. Do you want to go? Or the girls who, like a housewives thing, whoever wants to do this can, whoever doesn't want to do this can. Okay. Right. So anyway, back to this, what they're telling her here is right on. You know, you're teaching your kids this. These are patterns your kids are going to learn. You know, you're putting your kids in situations where they're learning to be an abuser. And Jessie's like, we love you. We're just strong. And this is bullshit, you know. And on also, we don't like Zach now because of what he's saying about us. Like, he's saying, I cheated on my husband. And, you know, she's married to a 50-year-old. And, you know, no one... her husband doesn't respect her. I mean, what the fuck, Jen?
She's like, we have a right to be upset. You know, and it's just so good the way she's standing up for Jen. She's standing up for herself. She's standing up for all the girls. She is what Mom Talk is about. And Demi is like, yeah, you can't see it when you're in it. Like, you notice that there's patterns, but it's almost like they're not adding up. And then this is where Jen just really starts to sob. And it's sad because it probably took a lot of energy for her to like mentally get to a place where she could come back and be like, guys, everything is fine. And we see like, I mean, she knows. I think she knows on a certain level, but it's very scary to accept it and to want to take the next steps, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll see. There's only one more episode left of the season.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see how this all plays out. Yikes.
Yeah, it was really intense, but like, great episode. Great episode. Thanks everyone for being here and for listening, and we'll have more Mormonism later this week with Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. So stay tuned for that, as well as our full roster of all the other shows we recap.
Yeah. Bye, everybody. Thanks for being here.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas. Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Sip Some Scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Let's get feely with Maggie Sheely.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
Cast a Spell with Shannon Spellman.
The Bay Area Betches.
Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony. Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Ring that bell for Rachel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.